Major geographical features of continents. Geography is really quite fascinating. Let's look at the continents on the map. As I talk about each geographical feature, put your finger on the part of the map which shows that feature. Let's start with an easy one, the ocean. Okay, point at an ocean. Which ocean are you pointing at? The Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian, or the Arctic? Say the name aloud. Now I'm going to talk for a while about the geographical features on the map. Let's start with mountains. Most mountains are in groups or lines. We call these mountain ranges. Can you find the Andes range? What continent is it on? Another important mountain range is the Himalayas. Can you find this range? It contains Mount Everest, the highest mountain on Earth. Some mountains stand by themselves, like Kilimanjaro in Africa. Can you find Kilimanjaro? A lot of mountains that stand by themselves are volcanoes. Did you know that I once climbed Kilimanjaro? Mountain climbing is one of my hobbies. Fortunately, Kilimanjaro is not an active volcano. The top is often covered in ice. Now, let's look for another important geographical feature, rivers. On each continent, we can find the most important rivers. Look at Africa, for example. One famous river there is the Nile. It's the longest river on Earth, flowing almost 6,700 kilometers into the Mediterranean Sea. Look at South America. What's the most important river there? Yes, it's the Amazon. It is about 6,300 kilometers long, and it's a huge river flowing into the Atlantic Ocean. Look at your continent. What other important rivers do you see? All right, let's talk about another body of water, lakes. Each continent has some famous lakes. Some of the largest are in North America. Can you find a group of lakes there? They're called the Great Lakes, but each lake has a name. The largest is Lake Superior. In Asia, you can find the largest lake in the world. It's so large, it is actually called a sea rather than a lake, the Caspian Sea. Look at your continent and identify another large lake. The final geographical feature I'd like to discuss is a very flat area known as a plain. In certain areas, plains may be filled with grass, so they are grasslands. In other areas, they may be filled with trees, so they are forests. There's a flat area in Australia known as the outback. This is a very dry area where the flat land stretches for miles. What about on your continent? See if you can find a plain and point at it. Well, that's a quick tour of basic geographical features. Oceans, mountains, rivers, lakes, and plains. What geographical features are in your area?